that when those women stand up there with ink on their fingers because they got to vote, that was a rock thrown in the pond from us. That we threw a rock in the pond in Seneca Falls, New York, and it went, it's still going and going and going. But we don't all get to see, you know, we all want to live out something and make something happen. We may never see the results of it. But we're passionate for a reason. You got greatness in you. And if you don't allow yourself to be great, you won't get to be. Someone will stop you, or you'll let someone stop you. It's not for you. That's why it's okay. It's not for you. You know, Joseph in the Bible, very common stories. He's in prison with the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker, or something like that. And he's practicing interpreting dreams. He's not living his dream. He's in there, but he's practicing. And then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeons, and he shaved, changed his clothes, and came to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream, and there's no one to interpret it, but it has been said of you, Joseph. You were practicing it, Joseph, and now I need it. And he ends up in charge of the whole country, all the money structures, all the resources. It has been said of you, Joseph. Esther, she did not want to be in the position that she was in. And Mordecai would tell her, don't think you're going to get out of this. The Jews are going to be destroyed, and it will come out that you are one. She never made it to her destiny without a Mordecai. And it was her turn to step up to the plate. And she broke all the rules and all the laws, and she stepped up there and she said, if it please the king. And she changed the course of history for her nation. She was allowed to be great in her moment. She was cultivating it. We have others calling it out in her. Rise up. Permission to be great and rise up. Find it within yourself. You read about Rahab in the Bible. This is a lying prostitute. Talk about a job resume. She is a lying prostitute. Joshua and his buddies come in town, and they go to Rahab's house. The king wonders where they might be.